Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
This week, the journey continues as Rob plays some not-so-social golf, and I hit a period of non-golf-related commitments. We've called this episode Grayson, in memory of Grayson Murray following last week's sad events. Episode 5, Rob. Good day, mate.
Welcome back.
Good day, mate.
How are you keeping?
I'm very well, sir. I'm very well. It's been 2 weeks, and to be fair, mate, we normally see each other quite a bit. These 2 weeks, not really seeing each other than in passing.
Well, without putting too much into detail, I've not really seen you, and I don't know if that's made me golf better or worse. I'll come to that question at the end. Maybe the people you play with affect your golf.
Maybe.
I mean, I'll tell you, while I've not seen you though, I've had an epiphany.
Go on.
I've had a bright idea, and it's something we need to look into regarding the Journey to the Rock Challenge. Now, obviously, the World Handicap changed a few years ago, didn't it? So you've got a World Handicap Index now.
Yes.
To enter the Rock, is it your index that needs to be below 5, or is it your playing handicap needs to be below 5?
Your handicap index, I would suggest, sir.
Because like, if you are like 4.9, for example,
yeah,
you're still going to have 6 shots, aren't you?
I would. I'm going to assume it's index.
It's something we need to... I had a bit of an epiphany the other day.
Okay. I'm not going to answer that now. Maybe I'll answer that in the end notes, maybe.
Okay. I've got something to look into myself. I just had this bright idea the other day. I was looking at my handicap and looking to how many more weeks we've got until Journey to the Rock and end of season one, stuff like that. Thinking, bit tight for this year. I think certainly for you, maybe for me as well. And I just had this epiphany. If it's playing handicap of 5, I feel like I'm a mile away. If it's index of 5, I might be close.
And I think from what I gather, I would agree with you. I'm going to say at this moment in time, handicap index, not your playing handicap.
Something to maybe email Mark about, maybe.
Maybe.
Or look into.
Or look on the app, maybe. But I will definitely have an answer by episode 6.
See, it's quite a good idea of that for me. I thought this was a bit of a stupid question to start the show on, but I thought it's a bit big debate because it's all a bit strange now. Because when people say, what do you play if you play off 4.5 or 6.8?
Yeah, but you get like 7 shots on some courses and stuff. And for that reason, I think that's why it's going to be your handicap index. So it's going to be what it says on England Golf.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope so.
Makes no difference to me.
It makes all the difference. You'll need to know this as well.
At some point in the future of the journey. But yeah, okay. Well, we've not answered that, but I think we have. But we will confirm at a later date.
What you talked to me then? What you've been up to these last 2 weeks? What I know, I'm not seeing you again. It's been a bit bizarre not seeing you. But what's your golf been like? What you've been working on? What you've been doing?
Not a lot. Well, if you remember the last episode, I basically said I was going to work on long irons. Is what the plan was. Now, last week I was away with work for 2 nights. And one of them I managed to get down the driving range, which is always good, isn't it? And had a bit of a play. Yeah, and that was good on the driving range. Liked it. Five iron. Yeah, we were okay. Nice and steady. Didn't play over the weekend. Managed to get 9 holes in on Tuesday the 28th. And just before work, so nice early 6 o'clock tea time.
Proper graft,
and taking full opportunity where I can, and got to the driving range on the Wednesday. So that, in a nutshell, is my golf over the last 2 weeks. What about you, sir?
So sort of similar. Last episode, I just said I need to get out and play more golf. Said work's winding down.
You actually said casual, Rob. You said casual 9 holes, mate. Working on course management. That's what I've wrote down here. We both said we were going to work on course management.
I've played a lot more social golf.
Okay.
Just been out on a golf course. Social golf turned into not so casual golf because I had a straw card in my hand. because it was a couple of 9 holes, I wasn't that stressed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But obviously had a straw card in my hand, put the straws into handicap for England golf. I've had a scratch match as well in these club knockouts, which I won on the 20th hole. Birdied 18 to force the playoff. And won on the 20th hole. Then played at Bredsall Priory on the bank holiday Monday.
Okay.
And again, put that straw card in.
What's that course like?
Long course.
Okay.
Quite challenging, but really, really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Really, really well looked after. Definitely, I'd go back and play it. Greens were a bit deceptive. I don't know if it's just out to them then.
Free round whenever they want, and then you're just up the road.
I don't know if it's just the weather we've had this week. Greens were rolling like really nice.
Okay.
Just quite slow.
Right.
But the putting green before you went out was immaculate. Flat carpet. The ones out on the course are a little bit deceiving. But again, really nice. Do you know what I mean? I think that's just the weather we've had though.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything. So yeah, straw wise, really, really good. Course managing, especially around Charnwood, a lot better.
Okay.
Bredsall Priory, first time I've ever played that course. So course management went a little bit out the window, and because it's quite open, just smash drive everywhere.
Nice. That's okay.
It's quite nice. I didn't hit that many fairways, but didn't lose any balls, if that makes sense.
Play all the time.
A few stupid bogeys that come from, if I knew the course, I'd probably write a bit of 2 iron rather than driver.
Okay.
Or I just tried to hit driver and I thought it went around to the right when I thought it was a big godlow. So I hit a big slice on purpose to cut the corner. And really, it was like a sort of gentle to the right, not a massive right. So I've missed the fairway by 25, 30 yards right because that's where I thought the hole went.
Right. Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure you've got your stats coming up for this shortly.
Well, yeah, I could put some stats in.
No, not now.
So,
we'll get to you in a bit.
I'll hold up. I'm eager. That should tell you how well it's gone.
I can totally understand that. So I think we leave the listeners to, on edge for that. They'll be their juices will be flowing waiting for this, Robert. So,
I mean, it's epiphanous. A light bulb's clicked, let's say it that way.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So a little bit of news on mine. It's just come back to me that, so because of the lack of golf, I had to cancel both my match plays. Okay. Right. But the good news is that I only actually had to forfeit out of one of the competition. We managed to get a extension on the Broad or the Braund Cup.
Yeah, yeah, that you're in round two.
That's the one that you're still in.
Yeah, I got knocked out of that one.
Are you out of that one? Oh, right, okay. That was your scratch, wasn't it? Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it's where you got to buy through again.
That's right. So we've actually managed to extend it. So we're actually playing that on 4th of June, I think, or something like that. We've got a couple of days extension. But unfortunately, the Len Whitting, I'm out of it. I couldn't make it, and we couldn't get an extension. So it could have been a lot worse, but just a bit of a weird 2 weeks. So I've only actually played 19 holes, right? So now, shout out to Shotscope, but you have well and truly messed me right up with this, because when I went to upload
about Shotscope a week,
well, this time they're proper, right? Went to upload it onto the phone, didn't register the round, no nothing. So I've got my scorecard in my hand. I'm going to run through it, and we'll try and work out the Dan and Rob 5 on the back of this. So first off, you've got to remember that this was a 6 o'clock in the morning tea time, right?
Yeah.
Where I said I wanted to work on long irons, okay? So I hit 5 iron off a lot of tees here. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So first off, 5 iron off the tee. Left me with 190 in, I think, or something like that. So we hit another 5 iron. So out of bounds all the way down the left, isn't it? And nice little casual hook towards the left-hand side. They got held up in the long grass at the end of the temporary green. Flew the green with the wedge. Chip back on. 2-putt, 6.
I missed the green from like 20 yards away.
It was a little bit. It was about 50. But,
That's generous.
Too aggressive. Too aggressive. Second hole. Driver.
Okay.
He was at He was forward, straight down the middle.
Yeah.
Past the corner. Left me, I think I had 190 again, actually. Now, a shout out to Chrissy Squires. I was playing with him. Now he's not.
He made out of bed, did he?
Yeah, he got out of bed. Now he's not in good form, bless him. On the first hole, he's at a toe shank, which those things are contagious. So after piping a drive straight down the middle, I've then toe-shanked the 5-iron, which then left me a 9-iron over the corner, which I put onto the green. 2-putt, bogey. 5 on that hole ain't too bad. I'll take that.
Could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse. Third hole, 5-iron off the tee. Knew it wasn't going to be long enough. It was only just too short to get down to the corner. It wasn't far away. So a couple of more weeks, 5 irons are nice safe club on that. Yeah, 100%, mate. Then I hit 7 iron, bad lie, come up short, chipped on, 2-putt, 5. Fourth hole, 5 iron off the tee again. Underneath my tree, my favourite tree, just down the left-hand side. So blocked out, punched the 6 iron under the tree and over the wall, get in. Chipped onto the green and three-putted for a 6. Moving on. The fifth hole, 5 iron off the tee.
I thought, no, actually, no, online. Massive hook. Now that was Squires. Shout out to Squires getting in my head. It was going, oh, you're hitting a nice little draw with these irons. And that draw swiftly turned into a nice hook. So that went into the trees on the left, which I chipped on just to the edge of the green, 2-putt, 4. Not disastrous, but not great. Sixth hole, I need to think about this sixth hole. We're talking course management, right? We said last time, course management. Driver, that rough down the right-hand side, mate, is long.
It's nasty as well.
It is nasty.
It's about knee high and it's thick, and you've got no shot out on there.
It's caught me out 3 times now, right?
But the thing is, if you just put a pause on it a second.
Go for it.
Even if you hit your high.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hybrid. It leaves you 240 in.
Yeah. I get it. I know.
Which we can't reach.
No. But is playing it in play, dropping one down there, getting on for free, hopefully. It's a 4-stroke 5.
See, last time, a couple of times I played it, I've parred it twice and bogeyed it once, and I've taken a real aggressive line off the tee. So I've not even thought about the rough on the right, because it was getting in my head. You know the big tree on the left, which covers half the fairway? I'm just aiming at that and just hitting it over that. And hitting that fade and trusting that it's not going to let. I know that's hard for you when your bad shot is that snap hook. But every time then, I've had 200, 190 in.
And it's achievable then. I'm gonna have one more go with the driver.
Yeah.
And then go from there. But basically, I blocked it out to the right in the thick rough. Like the other week, it took 2 to get out of the rough. Nothing else wrong with that after there, to be fair. So walked away with 7, but it was literally just the drive off the tee that screwed it. And then I decided to have a swing for it on the 7th.
Oh, here we go. And this changed everything.
Oh, yeah. So this isn't nice. Look, it's a par 3, nasty par 3, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 200 from the yellows.
Yeah, 200 from the yellows. I decided, right, I want to work on a little bit of an attack angle on this. So I took 5 iron, and I just thought, right, let's trap the ball. Let's take a divot, right?
Oh, dear.
Did not work out well. No, it didn't fat it. No. It just went right. It covered all the trees and stuff, but it was in the little lay-by bit, you know. Where if I've hit a bad shot, I'd not have been in the past, right? But it was in the long stuff, right?
Right.
Which then I decided to try and hack that out, but I didn't take note of the tree that was above me in my backswing. So I hit that tree in my backswing, which put me off, and managed to get it out of the long grass. Remember, Rob, this is at 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Can I just say course management? Can I just put a hashtag on that? I feel like maybe that's what this episode might be called, is
maybe.
Course management after this story.
But then, so that's left me with, I don't know, 50 or something onto the green still. This is a par 3, remember? So then I've decided, right, let's take a divot, right? Which has then made me blade it over to the back of the green, into the long stuff on the far side of the green, chip on down the hill, 2-putt, walk away with a 6. Damage. The 8th hole, smash driver straight down the middle, come up short with a 9-iron approach. Wind was a playing up a little bit, to be fair. Decent strike, just went straight up in the air. Underclubbed. Yeah. Probably should have took 7, to be fair, with that wind. Chipped on. You know what that green's like. Three putted for a 6 on there.
Right.
Move on to 9. Took 5-iron. I don't know if it's enough, but I don't know. But it left me with an 8-iron. But I didn't get far enough past the corner, so I've got to go defensive around the corner. Chipped on, 2-putt, 5. So all in all, not great. It would have given me 12 points with one blob. But it wasn't too bad in there. There was 2 holes it really screwed me, to be fair.
2 holes that really screwed you, some course management.
Two holes it really screwed me. One of them holes I'm going to put down to a swing foot on the tee. And a couple of 3 putts in there. So I think Dan and Rob 5, fairways hit the fairway on 1, hit the fairway on 2, hit the fairway on 3, missed it on 4, missed it on 5's the green anyway, 6, missed it, 7, missed, 8, hit it, 9, hit it. So actually fairways ain't too bad, mate, but I was hitting a lot of 5 irons off that. Greens in reg, didn't hit any, I don't think. Penalties, no penalties, same ball all the way around. 3 putts, 2. And what's the other one? Doubles or worse, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yeah, not. But I didn't enter the score. It was just to play long irons. So,
you achieved what you did.
Do you know what? Apart from the toe shank, which I'm going to put heavily down to Mr. Squires, didn't hit the 5-iron too bad. So I just need to keep plugging away at that. A couple more like that. We'll be a reet with that 5-iron going forward, I'm telling you. So,
all right. Yeah. Good. That's what I like to hear.
So, should we have a short break and then come back to your couple of scoring rounds after your casual rounds turned into non-casual?
Go on, let's go for it.
Okay, let's have a quick short break and we'll be back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. So then, Rob.
Welcome.
Talking about my absolute nightmare of a 2 weeks, but I think yours has gone a little bit better, sir, hasn't it?
I've pretty much had a marriage with a golf course. I've got myself down. I've played. I'm just looking at England Golf now. I've put in the last 2 weeks, 1, 2. I've put in 3 scorecards, but I think I've played at least 9 holes, another 4, maybe 5 times. At least 9 holes.
Wow.
Some of those have 18s. So I've been grafting.
You have been grafting, sir. You have been grafting, mate.
And it's paid dividends. So I'll just talk about the scores I've put in, because I've got stats on those. Especially the 18 hole at Bredsdale that I put in. So last Tuesday we put in a card and it was +2 for 9 holes.
Oh, 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 oh.
+2 for 9 holes. And I made a bogeyed 6 on par 4. I stood on a 6 tee. And I was level par. And I bogeyed, and I was like, right, you can't put any more bogeys in. Don't ruin your score card. And I parred the last 2. Irons are working, hit lots of greens, but short green these last 2 weeks have been incredible. If I just look at shot stroke now, for the shot stroke for that 9 hole, stacks compared to a five handicapper were this. So tee shots again 0.6.
Yeah.
Approaches, because I hit lots of greens. I think I have to make, I think I only missed one green, and that was the one I bogeyed. Well, two greens, two bogeys.
Nice. Okay.
4.32 I gained. Approaches.
Okay.
Short game was 2.56. I didn't know how it worked out when I didn't really miss many greens. But my putting was minus 1.66. Which is probably a fair reflection because I had not like gimme birdie putts, but I had a couple of birdie putts on like 9, for example. I put it to 6 foot and it's downhill left to right. And I knew I was on plus two. It was one of those I've just like shoved downhill to tap in for the par rather than attacking the birdie. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. I missed like that one, and there's another putt before on a little bit earlier on where I thought, again, I'm probably a bit negative for it. Not negative is the wrong word, but just want to roll it down in, happy with the par rather than maybe touching the birdie.
Did you leave them short?
Both of them left short, yeah. Okay. So never had a chance. So that was the only downside, really.
And can I just say that my absolute mare of 9 holes, I didn't leave anything short.
Okay.
For the first time ever, I did not leave anything short. But anyway, okay, good stuff. Sam?
Yes. So, yeah. So, that was good. I also played the scratch match on last in the week, middle weekend.
Okay. Hold on. Your 9 holes then, Rob. Have you done you got your Robin Dan 5 for that or not?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
I was looking at it now. So, why... I've hit 57% of fairways. I actually didn't hit as many greens as I thought.
Right.
I hit 56% of greens, so I only hit 5 greens. I thought I hit more than that. But
if you think about it though, this is for 9 holes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So a 5 handicapper would be, you'd be looking at 4.
Yeah, so I've hit 5 there.
Okay.
So yeah, and then no doubles or worse.
No.
No free putts.
Okay.
And
no penalties.
No penalties. So yeah, really, nice. Really good round.
Okay.
Round in the middle, I did match play, and I know there was a few dimmies in match play. But obviously, because it's scratch, it all got to be pretty 99%. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even up, he made me put out a 2-3 footer.
Yeah,
just, you know what I mean? Like setting a standard. So I was like, do you know what I mean? So I just try to follow the suit. It doesn't really bother me. Like, as long as it's, you know, where that line is.
You don't know each other. You need to know whether they're going to bottle it.
I didn't blame him, because if it was on the first hole, I wouldn't have given him either.
No. Okay.
So. There's a few dimmies, but not, and we all finished all the holes because it was a good round, you know what I mean? I didn't have any blow ups.
Yeah.
And shot gross 76.
Okay.
So that's 7 over.
Okay. Right.
So, but anyway, I think what I should say is, just to add to the story, is I messaged you after the plus 2 round went in, I got cut from 7.8 to 7.5,
because I've got Golf England up here. That 36 gave you a score differential of 6.2.
Correct.
Yeah. Good work. Good work on that, sir.
Then the next one, another 9 holes. I didn't have any stats for this one, but it was a fairly solid round, and it was just a sort of a plus 4 round. So no real blow ups. I hit lots of fairways. Irons weren't particularly great, so plus 4, but didn't really make any up and downs. The irons I hit the greens with, I made par. The 4 ones I didn't hit the green with, I didn't make the up and downs, so it was just 4 bogeys. Do you know what I mean? It was sort of steady, good golf. Like nothing amazing, nothing, but also equally nothing bad like I had a few weeks ago. Do you know what I mean? When I was making doubles for the sake of making doubles.
Okay.
After I put that in, because I get 5 shots on the front 9, gave me 19 points. So in my head, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to be coming down again. Do you know what I mean? 90 points, not by a lot, but I'll get cut.
Yeah, because you've hit under handicap. Yeah.
Under handicap. My handicap actually went up. Because I had
a, replaced a better score.
Well, I don't know. I had a 77 drop off, which was about what my handicap was, which is 8 shots around Charnwood. And a straw diff was 6.3 for some reason. Anyway, I replaced it with 7.8.
So 7.8 replaced the 6.3.
So I actually went up to 7.7.
Yeah.
Which I was a little bit not annoyed with, but I was like, I've shot 19 points and I've gone up.
And now I know what's coming, right? So I'm not going to spoil that. But I had a reflection of this when I knew that you'd hit that score and gone up. And that's the new handicap system, though, isn't it? The fact that if you think back to the old one, it either just goes up or down on what your score is, right? So you would have probably been down a little bit lower, right? Rather than it going back up. But having that best 8 in 20 is tough. Because you've always got a good one that's just round the corner from dropping off. So,
but I was looking at this the other day. I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got, to be fair, it's not a great one. It's probably one of my higher ones. But I've got 4 more straws or 4 more comps till another strawing one drops off. Now, it's not great. It's 9.1 diff. And then I'm playing, I'm hoping to replace it back with another one between then. But, yeah, got 4 rounds and a straw's dropping off.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Bredsel Priory, Bank Holiday Monday.
Shout out to Bredsel Priory.
Wants
to come back to Bredsel Priory.
I played the, there's 2 courses. I played the championship course, the Priory.
Okay.
So I normally hit a little fade. So I've aimed down left and I've hit this driver and I've bombed it, mate. Absolutely bombed it. And I'll tell you how far it went to got it on short strip here. For the first drive of the day.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any warm-up shots. I've done a bit of putting and a bit of chipping. I've bombed it. It was a bit of a pull, but it was middled. I've bombed it 265 into wind. Nice. Anyway, I've missed the green. I almost chipped in.
That's 65 yards further than your normal one downwind.
Cheers for that, mate.
Hey, I know what's coming, Rob. I've got to get a little dig in.
Anyway, so...
Good start.
Then I thought... So that was par start after almost chipping a foot. And I thought, felt okay. Anyway, next one was... I zapped it and it was uphill. And it was 160, it said. But in my head, I've played more 170 because it was uphill. But the wind was kind of behind on this one. It was kind of played long backside the first.
Okay. Yeah.
And par 3. So I thought, I'm going to play 6-iron, because 6-iron is normally about a 165 carry. Okay. And the flag was right at the back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the greens were soft, just for all the rain. Mate, I've hit this 6-iron, and it's on the great line straight away. I almost thought it was an expensive round in the bar. And it almost, and I'll tell you what, it almost was. I've never been so close to holding one in my life. I'm going 1.5 foot behind the hole. It must have been had a look in. Must have had a look in. Would have been close, but obviously couldn't see it because it's kind of on like a plateau at the back. So couldn't quite see it. But tapping bird. Anyway.
So at the course, point, you're buzzing.
I thought course record. I was winning at the pro shop. I thought, it's on. Break 59 watch. Bryson who?
Brilliant.
Anyway, after that point, I made 3 sloppy bogeys. Sloppy bogeys.
Okay.
Most annoying was a par 5. I've driven it again, a good distance. It was a good whack, probably about 250. It was quite a short par 5, and I thought it was gettable. It was 450. And...
par 5, 450.
Yeah, par 5, 450. So, mate, it was gettable. So, I've hit this driver 250.
Longer than our par 4. Yeah. Oh, sorry, shorter than our par 4. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in my head, it was gettable. So I've smoked this drive about 250. I had about, I would say it was about 250. I don't know exactly, but I knew I had 200 left in, slightly uphill. So in my head, I was like, right, it is quite narrow and it was on like a little plateau uphill. It was quite a difficult shot to get on the green, but I thought somewhere up and around the green and chip on and try and make it up and down rather than doing a wedge. Well, I stalled a 2-iron after, I'm normally pretty confident about 2-iron, aren't I?
Yeah.
Then I've missed a green and missed it on the high side. So then I've got a chip. I'm 15, 20 foot above the green. Right. It was hard to explain anyway. So okay. I've made a bogey, which really annoyed me because I was like, I've made 5 shots in 200 yards, which not great, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, I was plus 3 during that in total.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the back nine was really solid, made lots of up and downs, and was plus 2 coming in. So I was plus 5 in total.
Ooh.
Plus 5 in total. And the stats were saying...
Go on, then. You got your shot scope data here.
I have.
That's a shot scope. It's good when it works. That's all I'm going to say. Garmin. Shout out to Garmin. I'm here for it.
Garmin, see what be interested to compare what Garmin do to shot scope. Anyway, I knew he didn't hit the irons that well. I knew driver was gonna be good.
Yep.
I know I missed a lot of fairways, but he was always in playing a decent yardage.
Okay.
Approaches, I knew irons weren't great, but I knew short game, chipping, and up and downs, and putting was gonna be good because a whole decent length of putts. I know we worked out a short game, but on one of the par fours, I've got out of position on a tee. I've hacked it down to about 100 yards, and I've made up and down for 100 yards for the par. So I knew.
Call the fire brigade. This boy is on fire.
Is there a song in there? Alicia Keys. Shout out to Alicia Keys as well. Anyway, tee shots. I gained 1.3 on the 5 handicapper. Approaches, okay. I lost 2.06, which again, not what I just mean. I expected that. I didn't hit many greens. I knew I didn't hit many greens. Short game, I gained 2.48.
Nice.
And putting, I gained 1.6.
Beautiful.
So Dan and Rob 5. Again, GIRs, I know I didn't hit a lot. I hit 4. Not great. Bear in mind, one was the first par 3 on the second hole, which I birdied and almost hold and wanted it.
Yeah.
And the other one was another par 3, was the 17th, and it was 170 playing 150 downhill, downwind, and I put it to 10-foot pin high left and left the birdie putt short. So, other than like those two iron shots, just mean it's 2 out of 16, a bit poor, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. Fairways, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, not great, but it was always findable. Do you know what I mean? I was just bombing driver. Okay. Obviously, we had that luxury at Charnwood, and it was quite nice to bomb driver and try different stuff.
Yeah.
Penalties 0, double 0, three putt 0. Putting, guess how many putts I had in total for 18 holes?
Well, obviously 36 would be 2.
Yeah.
You didn't have that. You had less than that. 30.
27. So, I've made, and if you just think
welcome
up and down,
back, Tiger.
So, just the front line alone, I've one putted 1 for the up and down, one putted 6 for the up and down, one putted 7 for the up and down. On the back nine, up and down on 10, 1 put, up and down on 11, 1 put, up and down on 13, 1 put, up and down on 14, 1 put, up and down on 16, 1 put, all for par. that's what I mean. It was good. Just mean good. just nothing fantastic iron wise, but
it just come together.
Right? It all just come together. And I have got a bit of another story for you, another one. So I don't know if we mentioned it about on air, but you know what about Ian says about one of the ways to get away is think about shot shaping and help it see what you want to do and do it.
Yep.
Helping me get away from the ball a little bit rather than getting stuck and too much tension.
Yep.
Well, during the stretch match, I thought I was one up, one down. Well, I was one up, all square, one down, back to all square, gave a hole away. And anyway, it was two down, standing on nine. And I thought, need to make something happen here, don't I? Need to push the button a little bit. I was like, and draw's not my favourite shot with a driver. Is that you know this? Mm. And I thought, I'm going to start it, normally where I start it, and I'm just, if it stays straight, it's fine. I'm going to have a little 100-yard shot in. If I get it to draw, I'm going to have 50, 60 yards in. Mate, when I say tidy line, it was a tidiest line. How it didn't hit a tree on the left-hand side, I do not know. It was a pull draw. And luckily, I hit it well enough, and it was at the middle. I left myself 50 yards into that green. 50 yards in. And I put it to... Nice. Wedge shot was a bit poor, but part of it. But yeah, I thought you'd like that one because
it showed. That driver, mate. Shout out to Scottsdale. You've had your problems with it, but it's warming up, mate.
It's working. It's definitely working. When you catch one at the middle in that shaft, get it connection right. Definitely, definitely. Improving on my 220, 230 yard drives. But yeah, I thought you'd like that one.
I do like that one.
If you know what I mean, it's carried all the heather. And I feel like that's if you haven't got a card in your hand or your competition's not going very well, you need to push it. I reckon the dream's not if you get a big hook, big draw like you can, I reckon you go for it next time. I reckon you try it.
So then. What was your score diff for your Bredsall Priory? I don't think you've said.
Score diff was bang on four.
Wowza. So
bang on four. So it dropped.
What has that done to your handicap then, sir?
Took me to 0.9 off, so it took me to 6.8. But then I was thinking about this afterwards, the day after it come through. And that's why my epiphany come through about this whole to start the show.
Right, okay.
Getting below five is going to be bloody hard.
Mate.
Like,
but the rounds that you're banging in, mate.
I've had a good 2 weeks, don't get me wrong. I've had a good 2 weeks. Had a very good 2 weeks. But, like, that's why I said, like, I think I could get to about a five, maybe five index. But it's bloody tough. You can't have any errors.
But like I was eight rounds.
Well, you're thinking, for eight rounds, I need eight rounds of a score diff for four pretty much. Four or lower.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one so far.
Better than none, sir.
But thinking about that Bristol Priory round, I've made, what do you reckon? I made three on the front nine and probably five on the back nine. So I've made it eight up and downs.
Okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? That it was hard going. It was good, don't get me wrong. But getting below five.
The thing is, though, you've done it.
Yeah, true.
Done it. So,
true.
In theory, when you sat there or stood there on the tee, you've done it. So that should give you some confidence, shouldn't it?
Bloody tough, though. I just had this epiphany of, like, this is like, serious. I tell you what has made a difference though, the last couple of weeks, and I know we've looked at something before and stats that said like the difference between a stretch golfer and 18 handicap golfer, birdies per round is only like one birdie difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of doubles or worse was about five or six difference.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of rounds I've started to make a couple of birdies, and I tell you what, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Such a difference.
Good work.
So I feel like when I'm playing now, my aim is going to make one birdie per nine holes.
Okay. Is that your little target, is it?
I think so. That's what I might just add that on. No like pressure, but feel like if you're playing below five and you don't make any birdies, it's very tough.
Because I suppose if you're going to make a couple of bogeys and you're cancelling it out, aren't you? Yeah, no, I get that.
If you make one birdie, it means you have probably four bogeys on the nine.
Yeah.
To really plus three for the nine, so you're not out of the question of.
Okay. But then you get your GIRs, you're giving yourself birdie chances, aren't you?
Very true. Very true.
Looking at that. But cracking. Great 2 weeks, mate. Well done.
Great 2 weeks.
You know.
Now I'm off on holiday and no golf for me for 1 week and then back to the grind.
So you've got a week of holiday? Yeah. So next 2 weeks, you've got a week of holiday, then what?
Back for a week, get on a golf course, and then we've got the Captain's Day, haven't we, on the 8th?
Yes, we have, sir.
So that's the next competition. So my plan is, get back the weekend before, try and get out maybe on a Tuesday night, get out, or at least get down to the next couple of times, just start swinging again, ready for the Captain's Day competition, especially because I'm going to be off about 7 shots and it's Stableford.
Okay. Good work. Okay. Now, myself, mate, next week I am working, but it's a little bit quieter. So there's a scope for a little bit of a range sesh to get these long irons going. I'll try and squeeze a little nine-holer in, I think, at some point. Yep. Captain's Day, and then I'm in Scotland. So let's see if I can find a couple of nice little cheap courses to go with.
Links courses.
But then the following weekend's Father's Day. So we've definitely got one score entering. So I need to be ready for that because I can't do what I did on that nine holes today. So, okay. Well, good work, mate. I think a good place to finish it on the up, eh?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Any motivational quotes for us today? Anything you want to finish on?
I think it's only fair we do mention what happened at the weekend, last weekend, with Grayson Murray.
Yeah, 100%. Tragic events.
30 years old, is that correct?
Yeah, put some perspective. Well, between mine and your age, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Bang in the middle, almost. So I have got a quote. It says, I don't actually know who it's from, but Lisa Oliveira, whoever Lisa. Okay. Shout out to Lisa. She says, just because no one else can heal or do your inner work for you doesn't mean you can, should, or need to do it alone. So I think, you know, we're on the male side of this. We talk about it in my work. Guys, if you're struggling, talk.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there that will listen. Plenty of support groups, and if all else fails, our DMs are always open as well. If you want to chat golf, come play golf with us anytime.
There for everybody. Till next time, enjoy your holiday.
I will do. Enjoy yours.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast, follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.